Marta Zasinska enjoys an international reputation as one of the leading Polish composers of our time, along with her mentor Witold Lutosławski and Krzysztof Penderecki. She was strongly encouraged by Gratzina Bacewicz to pursue her composing, and, like Bacewicz, she studied in Paris with Nadia Boulanger. Zasinska was born in Warsaw in 1943. She studied composition and percussion at the Academy of Music in Warsaw, and in 1968 she earned 3 master's degrees with distinction in composition, music theory, and percussion. While in Paris, in addition to her studies with Madame Boulanger, she studied analysis with Olivier Messiaen and electronic music techniques at the French radio. In 1974, she earned an artist diploma in percussion at the Cleveland Institute. While there, she studied composition with Donald Erb. Since 1972, Zasinska has resided in the United States. She has taught at Bennington College in Vermont, at the University of California at Berkeley and at Santa Barbara, and at Indiana University Bloomington, Northwestern University, and Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. She co-founded the American Society of Polish Music in New York. In 1998, she was appointed professor of music and humanities at the University of Chicago. Zasinska's works have been performed extensively in many countries, and she has had commissions from major institutions. Some of the most recent ones are an orchestral work, Inverted Mountain, commissioned by the Chicago Symphony, which they have performed 8 times, and her children's opera, Mr. Marimba, which has been performed 78 times. She's been honored by the Polish government for outstanding contributions to Polish culture. In addition to this, she is well known as an outstanding percussionist. She has premiered many works for percussion that were written for her. We're going to listen to a cycle of 5 songs entitled Songs of Despair and Loneliness for voice and piano. They were composed to the poems of 5 great poets: Rainer Maria Rilke, Paul Verlaine, Leopold Staff, William Shakespeare, and Federico Garcia Lorca. The songs are all sung in their original languages: German, French, Polish, English, and Spanish. And I have asked a few of my friends to come read the poems in their original language, as well as to translate them for us. But before we do that, I'd like to read you what Marta Zasinska has said about composing songs. In vocal works, the text suggests immediately the outline, the form, and the structure of the music. The text in the music becomes its most important feature. That's why when I start writing a piece with text, I have to analyze the text first and then figure out when the climax of the poetry occurs, what structural elements are there, how the poetry is built. I also look for recurring elements in the poem. I locate the boundaries between separate textual units. There are many kinds of elements that need to be taken into consideration. I believe that musical ideas should reflect the poetry. In the performance we'll listen to, Eva Podels is the mezzo-soprano, and Jerzy Marczwinski, who commissioned the songs for Eva Podels, is the pianist. Before each song in the cycle, we'll read you the poem and its translation. Hans Dietz will read Die Engel, The Angels, by Rilke.
Sie haben alle müde Münde und helle Seelen ohne Saum, und eine Sehnsucht wie nach Sünde geht ihnen manchmal durch den Traum. Fast gleichen sie einander alle, in Gottes Gärten schweigen sie, wie viele, viele Intervalle in seiner Macht und Melodie. Nur wenn sie ihre Flügel breiten, sind sie die Wecker eines Winds, als ginge Gott mit seinen weiten Bildhauerhänden durch die Seiten im dunklen Buch des Anbeginns.
Weary mouths have all of them, and glowing souls without a hem, and yearnings strong as those for sin sometimes invade their dreams within. Almost the same they look, uncannily. In God's gardens they are silent, like the intervals so many within his might and melody. Only when opening their wings become they callers of the winds, as if God, with broad-shaped hands of a sculptor, would be paging through the book of dark beginnings.